but she's too cute to even ask. Blake's got a new face.
This is Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard One, Blake's Got a New Face by Vampire Weekend. And yeah, we are back. It's 3 p.m. It's Sunday, which means that I have an hour to play music for you guys. And I honestly really struggled this week to come up with a list of songs to play. So, I had a brilliant idea, or I think it's pretty brilliant, but we'll see how it plays out. But I'm in kind of a big music rut right now, so I decided to play all new music that has come out in the past year, or the not the past year, in the past 2 months. So since 2024 started, these songs have come out. Anyway, the first song that I played today is not does not fall into that category, but I will say, so Vampire Weekend just announced that they are releasing a new album this year in April, so I thought it would be relevant to play Vampire Weekend, even though that song is from 2008, and I was just remembering with my friend that I was listening to that song when I was very little. And I believe I made an interpretive dance to that one. Because the lyrics are, I mean, Vampire Weekend lyrics are always pretty good for acting out dancing, if you're into that. Which I was, I guess, in 2008. Anyway, this next song is one that I actually am quite familiar with, because when it came out last week, I listened to it maybe 20 times minimum. It's not a brand new song. It's actually a song that already existed, and then now it's featuring one of my favorite artists, Wiseblood. And the original song is by one of my other favorite artists, Caroline Polachek. The song is called Butterfly Net, and it is off the album. Oh my god. I'm forgetting the name of the album. This is not a good sign, guys. We're 5 minutes into the show, and I already don't remember the name of the Caroline Polachek album. And my internet is not working. But anyway, this song is called Butterfly Net, and it just came out as a song with Wise Blood in the last week. I'm having like crazy memory recall problems today. So the idea with the show today is that I'm going to play a song that's new, and maybe I don't know it super well. And so after the song plays, I'm going to rate it out of 10. And so we'll see if I like any of these new songs. Some of them I've listened to the whole song. Other ones I've listened to a good like 30-second chunk of it, and I found it compelling. A lot of them are compiled from different music publication, like new releases lists, from publications that I trust. And as we go through the songs, I'll try to remember where I found them. So you can look at those lists yourself if you're interested and also feel like you're in a music rut. So anyway, after my huge fail, I'm going to play this Caroline Polachek song. I don't know what's going on with my brain today. Okay, this one's called Butterfly Net, and it's by Caroline Polachek and featuring Wise Blood.
Earth went silent, London fell asleep. She dreamed of a winter where you appeared to me. Perfect timing as new petals in November attend a creature, a fever disarming fluorescent. There you were with your mirror shine. Collected stupid ashes so that after you'd gone, I could hold on to something. But you stayed unwavering through every false goodbye, unsubsiding, pining for now and for never.
That was Butterfly Net featuring Wise Blood, and the song is by Caroline Polachek. It's a re-release from the album Desire I Want to Turn Into You, which for some reason, last time I was speaking, I couldn't remember the name of. I decided I'm going to try to be better at speaking this time around. And I realized that I didn't really explain the show theme at all today. Basically, what I'm doing is that I'm playing all new music. Some of the songs I kind of know, some of the songs I really don't know at all. I've like listened to little chunks of them, and I will do a live reaction. My live reaction to Butterfly Net is that it's still good. I'm going to give it, I think, an 8 out of 10, or maybe a 9 out of 10. I really like the album art. I think it's awesome. The pictures of Caroline Polachek and Wise Blood together are crazy, and every time I see them, I'm like, I need a version of this picture with like with my bestie. And so that's my thoughts and feelings on that song. Wise Blood's really been getting together with a lot of interesting people these days. There's a picture of her at some GQ event with one of my other favorite artists these days, The Dare, or Harrison Patrick Smith. And that picture just blew my mind. It was kind of crazy to see them together because you think of your favorite artists as like separate entities, and then when they get together, you're like, this is crazy. This is like Avengers Endgame. Anyway, it's time for me to read a PSA because I'm really excited about this one. I just wrote it. I'm newly the PSA director of the radio station, so my job is to write PSAs. So I hope you like this one. Anyway, I'm just going to read it. Are you looking for love this Valentine's Day? That's too bad. Anyway, on Friday, February 16th, Apple Jam Productions is putting on their annual Valentine's Day cover show. Come on down to the Crane Room at 8 p.m. to see some amazing Tufts musical acts. This event is for Tufts students only. Speaking of love and apples, did you know? There was an old wives' tale in New England that if a young woman peeled an apple in one strip and tossed it over her shoulder, the letter it formed on the floor would be the initial of her future husband. When I tried it, my apple spelled out WMFO. This has been a public service message from Apple Jam Productions and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You guys should totally pull up to the Apple Jam show. I love the Valentine's Day cover show. It's like one of my favorite events of the year. Apple Jam is awesome, and I really, if you haven't gone to an Apple Jam show before, you have to go. I'm forcing you to go. And also, I think you should try the Apple thing. I think it's kind of unfair. It's rigged for people who have like easy names, like C names. Like if you have a name that starts with like W or something, you're not gonna peel an apple that like looks like a W. Anyway, this next song is by another artist that I really like, but I haven't really listened to this song yet. It just came out. It's called The Path Less Traveled, and the artist is Vegan, who, of course, if you know, I've seen Vegan at a boiler room in London. I'm not going to say any more about that because the more I speak about it, it's kind of annoying. So anyway, this song is called The Path Less Traveled, and it's by Vegan, and it just came out. Thank you.
myself. Do I wanna have a baby? Do you wanna bring people into this world?
Was Do You Wanna by Astrid Son. And before that you heard The Path Less Traveled by Vegan. I'm going to give the Vegan song a 6 out of 10. It was pretty fun when I listened to like a 30 second chunk of it, but Vegan can, I don't know. I feel very neutral about Vegan. I like him as a person. I think he's an awesome DJ, and also his songs are kind of boring sometimes. That last song by Astrid Son, I really, really liked it. I'm gonna give it a 7 or an 8, a 7.5, a 7.7. Basically what I've learned in the past 5 minutes is that Astrid Son is a Danish artist, and I think I'm really getting into Danish artists. Last week I played a song by ML Book, who's also a Danish artist. I have another Danish artist that I listen to. I can't remember her name. It'll come to me, but I'm really thinking that maybe I'm having like a Danish artist. Erica de Cazier, another amazing Danish artist that you should all listen to. But I think the Astrid Son song was awesome, and it kind of reminded me of Sleigh Bells in the beginning. I don't know why. Maybe it was the drums. It's just the way that they were mixed. Anyway, this next song is called The Window, and it's by a band called Pencil. And there's really no information about Pencil. I think they're like a very small band. But I found this song on the So Young magazine new releases list. So Young is a record label in London that I found out about when I went to a show in London. And I think it's a very small record label. But they have good taste. Or I like refer to their new release playlist a lot when I'm looking for new music. So if you're looking for new music, I really recommend So Young magazine. This song is called The Window, and it's by Pencil, and you'll be hearing from me whether I like it or not. But I did listen to the first couple seconds of it, and I think I'm gonna like it. So I hope you will also enjoy it. I don't know, we'll see if it sucks at the end. It might be kind of a fun surprise. Okay. I like have such a hard time deciding how I want to say goodbye before I play a song. So if you have any suggestions, I could just say bye, or I could just like let the music play, which I think is what most people do. But for some reason, when I'm on the mic, I just like need to keep talking. Anyway, this is The Window.
It's for the best.
That was They Don't Know How to Fall in Place by the Lemon Twigs. And before that, you heard Pencil, or the band Pencil, and the song is called The Window. It's a new single from that was released in 2024. Both of those are actually 2024 releases, because that's the theme of the show today. I decided I would call this show, or the episode of today's show, We Need a Late Night Reset, because that was an email that we got from Tufts at one point, and I think we were being reprimanded for, like, doing something bad in the night on campus or something, collectively. And so then they sent out this email that was like, the subject line was, "We need a late night reset." And I think the arrangement of those words together was really brilliant by whoever put those words together. So time to get down to business. The Pencil song, The Window, I'm going to give that a 7. I feel like 7 is like the most diplomatic answer that I could possibly give. But I actually really liked that song. And I think that that band really reminds me of this other band that my friend introduced me to called The Last Whole Earth Catalog. I just read an article about Pencil and people are like, I can hear Radiohead, which I don't know. I don't know if I could really say that, but I thought that was a cool song. I'll definitely check out more of their music, and I hope you do too. That next song, They Don't Know How to Fall in Place by the Lemon Twigs, I did not like that one. I don't know how you guys felt about it. You're welcome to chat me or call me on our station number if you want to talk about it. But I'm going to give that one a 4, which is not very nice. But it's kind of, they sound like a Ramones dupe. It sounds like that song that went viral on TikTok because of the Priscilla movie. And people who don't listen to the Ramones are now listening to that one song that was in the Priscilla movie, which was like one of the worst movies that I've seen in the past 5 years. But we don't need to get into that because we have business to attend to. This next song is by Julia Holter, who is an LA-based artist. I've listened to Julia Holter before. This is a new single that just came out, as with all of the other songs that have played today. And we'll see if I like it. I think this one I got from NPR's Best New Music list. And I listened to a little bit of it, and it sounds a little different than Julia Holter's other stuff, so I'm excited. Maybe less sad, but we'll see if it ends up being another depression banger like the rest of her music. This song, as a reminder, is called Spinning, and it's by Julia Holter. I hope you like it. Thank you.
no sound delay. Delivery hard to know the bell. Expect the tide and seeking all sunset.
Was Spinning by Julia Holter. I've just gotten a message from my parents, and they're giving it a 3. I don't think I could give it a 3. I'm gonna give Spinning by Julia Holter a 5, which is also a very diplomatic answer. But the lyrics are pretty good. I don't know if you heard, because they were kind of hard to hear, but there's a line where she goes, "What is the opposite love in becoming fish? What is so yummy?" I don't know. I think it's pretty fun. It's personally not really to my taste, but Julia Holter is cool. I don't know. Yeah, maybe that just wasn't for me. My mom said it was anxiety provoking, which I don't know if I feel that way. I like see what she was trying to do. I think she's trying to do something new. She made a lot of like sort of crudely teenagery music before, like angsty music, so I think this is maybe a little bit more like on the baroque pop side, which is cool. I'm glad that she's doing it, and I'm glad that we're listening to new music. And I apologize for doing something so crude, which is just like rating these songs out of 10. It kind of reminds me of this thing that my English teacher did in middle school or high school. He was annoyed at us. He was an awesome English teacher. This was my English teacher, Sam. And he was like, "You guys are being so annoying when you talk about this poetry. Like, maybe we should just say thumbs up or thumbs down." Like, he was just getting annoyed at us because we were all being pretentious, because we all went to prep school, Quaker school. So he was like, "We're going to read the poem, and I don't want to hear anything about it. I just want you to give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down." And I think as an exercise, that was pretty fun, and I think that was pretty awesome of him. So maybe that's what we're doing today. I'm just, like, bashing these songs that are actually, most of them are pretty decent. And I do feel like I'm expanding my horizons. I've really been in such a music rut, And I think this is a really good exercise for me. And I hope you're also finding new music today. Or maybe you're just hating all of it. I'm liking it. I don't know. This next song is by an artist that I like already, Leticia Sadier of Stereolab. And the song is called Who and What. I don't think I listened to any of it. Or no, maybe I listened to a little bit of it. But it was on, I believe it was on So Young's new releases. Or maybe it was NPR's new releases. I'll go ahead and check, and then I'll get back to you guys. But, yeah, let's listen to this one together. Send me a message if you like it or hate it, and we'll discuss on air. Yeah, this one is Who and What by Leticia Sadier.
Had to call ourselves, we inhabit sealed basement till eruptions hit the cracks too. The
was Who and What by Leticia Sadier. I'm gonna give that one, I think it's a 6. I really love her voice. I think probably because I love Stereolab, and maybe her solo project just feels a little bit like Stereolab, but worse, which I hate to say. I like that end part at the end. That was pretty cool. But also kind of an anxiety-provoking song. I'm hoping that this next song is less anxiety-provoking and more just like a fun dance song. It's from the artist Bicep, which, if you know the song Glue, that's probably their most popular song. Club classic, Glue, Bicep. This song is called Chroma 001 Helium. And there's also a helium shortage, so maybe the song is going to be about the helium shortage. I don't think so. It was on So Young magazine's new releases. I think this is a very, very London song. What the small part of it that I've heard was, it was kind of giving London. So we'll see. I think I'm gonna feel very positive about this one, and you may hate it. I think this one is gonna be polarizing. So, listeners, I hope you'll let me know what you think. This one is Chroma 001 Helium by Bicep.
That's here. Thank you.
that shit.
That was Chroma 001 Helium by Bicep. That one was surprisingly clubby. I feel like that was kind of fun. I'm gonna give it an 8. I feel like it's kind of a boring club song, but I tend to like that sort of boring club song. Because mostly what house music serves as in my life is running music, so I think that would be really good for me. It's a little dark for Bicep, too. I feel like it was very, like, rope bass heavy. Sorry, I just tried to make the sound and that didn't work. So I'm really glad that we got to do this. This was a fun way to do the show. Maybe I'll do this more often when I'm feeling like I don't have any new music. I think favorites of the hour were the Astrid Son song, Do You Wanna? That's the Danish artist. And then the song by Pencil, The Window. Pencil, I think I'm going to really like. They're definitely not Radiohead like that article said, but I did really like that song, and I think they were newly signed to this label that has a lot of artists that I like as well, so I don't know, maybe that's the takeaway, that I have two new artists out of the 10 songs that I played, and that maybe I don't really like Julia Holter that much. Whoops. I have one more song for you before the hour's over, but I want to first thank you all for, whoa, mic just came detached from the stand. I want to thank you all for listening. This has been a great hour of radio. I hope that you'll listen again next week for another hour of music, talking, etc. You know how it goes. This is your DJ, Jill Yum, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. The next song that you'll hear a little bit of is a new song by One Tricks Point Never. It's called Uncut. I don't know. I'm not even going to go there. And I hope that you have a great week. Happy Sunday. Happy Super Bowl Sunday. And I'll see you next week.